BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friends, thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk on the VCY America Network. Many of us attend church without any fear of reprisal. I mean, most of us are not looking over our shoulder to see if someone is following us or planning an evil attack against us. Most of us, we pull into the drive of our church, actually expecting to see a church building there when we pull up the driveway. But this is not the case in other parts of the world, and today our focus will be on Pakistan. In recent weeks, Muslim mobs have attacked different Christian localities. In these attacks, more than 23 churches and hundreds of Christian homes were set on fire. It's reported to be one of the most destructive attacks on Christians in the country. Thousands of Christian families were forced to evacuate, including the guest we have with us today who is talking to us live from Pakistan. We have with us today Pastor Shahid Kaleem. He is the founder and chairman of Christian Literature and Translation Ministry in Pakistan. He's been partnering for several years with Bible Tracts Incorporated for effective ministry of Bible tract distribution and Bible distribution in Pakistan. Pastor Kaleem, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, brother. It is always an honor for me to be with you people. I thank God for the blessing of broadcast so we may share about the things to glorify Him.
Pastor, are you a native of Pakistan?
Yes, sir. I'm in Pakistan, and we are doing and distributing the gospel tracts and Bibles, especially in those areas where people do not have even a single literature about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay, and you're in Pakistan right now as we speak, a native of Pakistan, and we'll talk about your ministry and outreach here in just a moment, but we understand Pakistan, located in South Asia, and many may be surprised to know that Pakistan has the fifth largest population in the entire world, over 240 million people. Tell us about the religious makeup of Pakistan.
Pakistan is the fifth biggest country in the world by population, and the second biggest country in the world, in the Muslim world.
Okay.
And about 90% here is the Muslim population, and 10% Christians and Hindus and some others are living here.
Okay.
So, and there are a lot of people, more than, I think, more than 15 million Christians in Pakistan living. But because the 90% population of the Muslims, it means that they don't have Bible in their homes, and we can't preach in their homes or in their streets or in their mosques. So we have only one way, that is outreach missions. So we are providing the Bibles, as many as we can, and the New Testament and other Christian literature to them.
So tell us about your ministry going on there. Some would say this is a very dangerous country to share the Bibles with, to share the gospel with. Why are you there? Why are you there in such a dangerous setting?
You know that Pakistan is really a tough one, but we thank God who is... who is our protector. And I really wish to let you know a little bit about Pakistan. Despite of the hardships, political tension and instability, bomb blasting, even there is a high rate of persecution, extremism, discrimination, and difficult circumstances, we thank God that the way to preach the gospel still exists. You know, the part of the world where we are living, and majority of people believe in different gods and idol worshippers. Our prime purpose is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in the second biggest country in Muslim world and fifth biggest country in the world by population. We are committed to reach the unreached people by any means and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ throughout Pakistan until all have heard. We are able to reach village after village with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ to the straying souls. We are sharing the love of our Lord Jesus and reaching souls with the gospel tracts, Gospel of John, New Testament, and the Bibles.
And are you allowed to do that freely? I mean, to distribute Bibles?
Because we live in an Islamic state, and you know, the Muslim believes in Jesus as a prophet. They believe that Jesus was Messiah, and he was a prophet. And they also believe that Injil, that is, the New Testament, was given to him. So that is why they respect the Word of God. But they do not believe the divineship of Jesus Christ, that they don't believe that he was divine. They don't believe that he was a son of God. And but they believe that he went to heaven alive.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we are able, many Muslim brothers and sisters are very interested in reading the Word of God, but because they don't have even a single copy in their homes and doesn't have access to this, when they contact us, we try to provide as many as we can.
And I find often you don't have as many Bibles as what the people are asking for. You're always in need of Bibles. The people are asking for more and more Bibles, more and more tracts.
Oh, yes. You know, Pakistan is an Islamic state, and they believe in Allah, and they also believe on the Day of Judgment. So everybody is curious about this, that after death, where he will go. So that is why mostly people want to read the Bible, because Bible is the true Word of God. Even they believe that we have made some changes in the Bible, but mostly people, they want to read the Bible. Some want to raise some questions on it, on its authenticity after reading it. But it is seen, while they were trying to find the mistakes in the Bible, they found Jesus.
Yeah,
many,
amen.
Many times it happens. And there are a lot of people, those accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord, and they are living in Pakistan. Some have left the country, but they are very true Christians, and they are preaching in different families. Especially, they are trying to convince their own family.
Friends, we're talking today with Pastor Shahid Kaleem. He is in Pakistan today and sharing about the ministry that they have through Christian Literature and Translation Ministry. Brother Shahid, last month, August 2023, Muslim mobs, you said, now you have some Muslims that they're wanting Bibles, but there are others that don't feel that way, and mobs of Muslims actually attack Christians in Faisalabad over allegations of blasphemy. Tell us, unfold for us, what happened last month?
Brother, before explaining all these things, I wish to read a verse, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. And the persecution of the Christians in Pakistan is a strong proof of the open confession. We as Pakistani Christians are living in the book of Acts, especially in chapter 6, describing the growing pain of the early church, where people were making false accusations against the Stephen and stoned him. We are also facing the same false accusation of cursing and blasphemy. I was in the area when they announced in the mosque for Christians to leave the homes in just 10 minutes. It was early morning time. What I saw and what happened, I could feel the pain and suffering of the early church. The mob attacked on Christians' areas and burned more than 33 churches and more than 300 homes and looted all things like money, jewelry, washing machines, etc., and remaining they burned everything. Persecution, I want to say, persecution is not new for Christians. Even Jesus and all the apostles were persecuted, except John the apostle. Even it strengthened our faith because our great leader and savior of the world told us 2,000 years before that people will persecute you for my sake. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 11, we read, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because there is because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Persecution is a strong word. It is oftentimes caused by anger, hate, jealousy, and wrath. Christians are being persecuted and asking God for strength and wisdom to help to do the right thing. God has constantly reminded us through His gospel to pray without ceasing. The scriptures above are just a few among the thousands of verses found in the Bible. We are reading the gospel daily because God's answers are always found in the Bible. It is reminding us that we should trust God more than our own eyes and hearts in times of sadness and despair, and to forgive our enemies. Our earthly suffering and pain are temporary. Therefore, be patient and continue to profess your faith with zeal and gratitude, because our heavenly and eternal rewards are waiting for us in the kingdom of God. The Bible contains many accounts of persecution, including the persecution of Jesus himself.
Indeed.
Christ warned his disciples that they would face persecution. And in John chapter 15:20, the Apostle Paul also wrote about facing persecution in 2 Timothy. Persecution is actually a sign that a person or group is faithful to Christ and his teaching.
Yeah. Indeed, Jesus said,
despite all these problems, Christians are so faithful here.
Amen. We're going to be up against a break right now, Pastor Kaleem, but Jesus said, "In this world ye shall have persecution, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And there's comfort found in those words. We're talking today with Pastor Shahid Kaleem, founder and chairman of Christian Literature and Translation Ministry in Pakistan. He is there as we speak. We saw that Christians were just attacked here during this previous month of August, and many had to flee their homes, including our guest today had to flee his home. We'll have more information right after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have you ever seen that bumper sticker of a fish with legs? What's that all about?
Chris, that bumper sticker is a direct insult to Christians and the God of Christianity. It's a perversion of the Christian symbol of the fish, which has been in place ever since the early church days. It's interesting to note that this has almost become a religious symbol with evolution. We've been saying for a long time that evolution is a religion, and now they have their religious symbol. Chris, they have to have symbols because they really just don't have any evidence that evolution has occurred. Evolution is not a science. It's the religion of naturalism, the idea that there is no supernatural God behind it all. At least that's how I see it from a back to Genesis perspective.
If you want to know more about the creation evolution issue, visit us on the web at www.icr.org. Back to Genesis is a production of the Institute for Creation Research. I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll be right back.
listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Oh, it's just so comfortable to get into our cars, go down the road to our local church, get there with the fellowship of believers. Well, how would you like to be amongst those whose churches were attacked, burned, devastated, demolished in that regard? Hundreds of homes burned of Christian believers. Well, that's what happened just a few weeks ago in Pakistan. And with us today, we have Pastor Shahid Kaleem, who is founder and chairman of Christian Literature and Translation Ministry in Pakistan. They have partnered for several years with Bible Tracts Incorporated. They are involved in Bible tract distribution, but the Bible distribution as well, New Testament distribution in Pakistan, and accounting for us what not only their ministry is, but certainly the interruption to this ministry as far as what happened last week with the persecution taking place. We understand, Brother Kaleem, that two Christians were accused of desecrating the Quran, but we understand that that accusation is false. Is that correct? That is a false accusation?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's correct. They were not involved in any type of this thing. But I want to tell you that these type of things always happen when Christianity grew in Pakistan. Mm. And Christianity was growing continuously here. That is why they attacked on the Christian locality to move the interest of the people and to stop such things, stop the conversion rate here in Pakistan. But I want them to listen, you people to know, we who are facing persecution for our faith know that we are not alone. The Bible contains many stories of people who suffered for their beliefs. These stories can inspire and encourage us in our own faith journey. And more importantly, remember that Christ himself was persecuted and understand what you are going through. He is with us always. Mm-hmm. We are not alone, even in the darkest of times. And I want to challenge all those people through the word of God that I want to challenge them to listen to these words that are written in the Word of God. And one thing I want to explain for those who persecute us, the Word of God challenge to all those persecuting the Christians. I want them to listen, and listen carefully with open ears what God is saying about his people in the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eyes. I want to let you know that we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Mm-hmm. We are the light of the world.
Yes. Amen.
We are salt and light. We are his disciples, witnesses, the followers of Christ. We are evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We are children of the cross, the fruit of the empty tomb, and product of the upper room. We are the redeemed of the Lord, mm-hmm. and we are forgiven. We are free, and we are favored. We are called and chosen. We are his worshipers. We are world changer and history makers. So listen with open ears and keep in your mind who we are.
Amen.
Because Christ defines us. We are not Google. We are not Microsoft. We are not Ford, and we are not even Starbucks. We are the Church of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us.
Amen.
And all those are persecutors, you people trying to touch the apple of the eye of the Lord God Almighty.
Pastor Shahid Kaleem with us here today, and I say amen, brother, to this message. You know, such a powerful message here today. We understand that we are to stand, having done all to stand, that we are to be salt, we are to be light, and that is taking place there. And there have been those who have been accused of, and there have been many false accusations. And friends, we see that, as you mentioned, they're living the book of Acts, chapter 6 right now. The false accusations as were launched against Stephen are being launched against believers there. I read of another pastor Eliezer Sidhu of the Presbyterian Church, who was targeted by a militant group that stopped him, asked him to recite the Muslim Declaration of Faith, but he responded he would rather recite the Confession of Faith to Christ. And at that point, they opened fire. He was hit in the shoulder, dropped to the ground. He indicated that they fled the scene, continuing to chant Muslim slogans, screamed out in pain. A medical team arrived to take him to the hospital, but praising God that his life was spared. And I know that there have been others who have been injured through this time. I don't know if you know this pastor from the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, yes, I know, because he's a great friend, a good friend of mine. And this is not the only case that happened in these days, but even a six-year-old child, he is charged by blasphemy law. Mm. And even when he was in the school, I don't know, in some way his book that he was reading was torn, or somebody torn, the teacher of the of his class. He beat him hard, and the other guys also. And there is a FIR against a six-year-old child. And after that, there is another area, the rise up, and they announce, and the Christian evacuated their area, even in where I stay and my office. After that, and different things are happening again and again, and this is all because they do not want that the message of cross be spread here in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. But because they don't know about the message of cross, and they don't know about the Lamb of God, we are trying to spread this message to the people, as many as we can, the message of cross. But these things really happening in different areas of Pakistan, in the city of Karachi, the largest city of Pakistan, in Lahore, the similar incident happened. In my area, similar act was happened. But fortunately, a lady made a movie while they were throwing the pages of Quran in our area. And when we showed the police, then everything quiet and calm, because a Muslim lady, a Muslim family, was throwing the pages of Quran in on a roof of a Christian home, so they may blame on them and target that locality. But we thank God that a Christian lady made the movie through his mobile while they were doing this type of atrocity, to blame the Christian families.
What is the response of the government right now? I saw that some articles are talking about the authorities are repairing churches and helping families whose homes were destroyed or damaged. Is that taking place?
Yeah, there are a lot of Muslims are against this act. That the burning the Christian homes and the burning the church, especially on this time, first time in the history of Pakistan, 33 churches burned. First, they estimated 23 churches, but when we went to that area, we calculated, and these were 33 churches were burned. And this first time happened that a lot of churches burned in the history of Pakistan. And yeah, hundreds of Bibles were burned. We have a lot of literature in that area. All was burned, and we put that in a Presbyterian church, which was right in front of the graveyard. And also they torn the crosses in the graveyard. What I don't know what danger for why they did that act, but they torn the crosses even in the graveyard of the Christians.
My. So,
and many things are happening in Pakistan, but Christians are strong in faith. They are praying and not afraid, and nobody changes faith, and everybody accepts that Jesus is our Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
and we want to die in this faith.
Brother, if listeners today are just have a burden on their heart to assist financially in the work and the ministry that's going on there, how can they? I mean, do you need financial help there at all?
We need about 3,000 Bibles and New Testaments, because hundreds of Bibles, thousands of Bibles burned in these attacks, and even in every home that was burned, everything burned, even their clothes, their furniture, their books, the Bibles and other Christian letters, everything burned. And in some other areas also, the Bible is the basic need at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So if people can support us with the Bibles, it would be great. And we will, as we talked before, the Bible is the first need. And many Muslim and some minorities living in Pakistan are they are in dire need of the Bible at this time. But we thank God the people from all over the world provide support for those Christian families. And now some people provided them clothes and some other materials, some food, some people providing food. But Bibles at this time, the Bible is the dire need. So
yeah.
If you people can provide us the Bible, it would be highly appreciated.
And you print the Bibles yourselves there in the language that the people understand. What is the cost for one Bible?
The cost of one Bible is $6.50, or 50 cents, $6.50 per Bible.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying you need about 3,000 Bibles, and friends, we're going to be taking a break here shortly, and I'll be providing you an address that's here in the United States, a local church that is receiving gifts to assist in this Pakistan outreach, and where you can be directly involved in ministering by providing the Word of God to a place of great spiritual need. So we're talking today with Pastor Shahid Kaleem, and we are going to be taking a quick break. And friends, if you want to have handy a sheet of paper, pen or pencil, we'll be providing you a contact here stateside where you can come alongside and assist in the work of the ministry. Seeking his number one request today is for Bibles. They have them printed up there in the native language and saying they cost about $6.50 per Bible. They need about 3,000 of those. So let me give you that address here following the break. Be ready to jot it down. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand the teaching of Muhammad, which are found in the Quran and in the Hadith. But is this true? The Violent Truth About Islam is a 24-page booklet that examines such claims, along with dozens of passages from the Quran and statements from the Hadith and Muslim scholars. What is the cause of violence and terror in Islam? This booklet will leave no doubt about Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arising from the very words in the Quran and from the example of Muhammad's life and teachings. One copy of this booklet is available for a donation of $2, 5 copies for $9, or 10 copies for a donation of $12. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking live to Pakistan today with Pastor Shahid Khaleen. He is the founder and chairman of Christian Literature and Translation Ministry in Pakistan, have been engaged in Bible distribution, tract distribution, personal evangelism in Pakistan, and been able to minister to many who, yes, they have that religion of Islam, but have been open to the gospel. They want copies of the scriptures. Well, there was a band of a number of Muslims that formed a group in order to a mob to attack many, many Christian churches and attack churches and then also displace, at the time, hundreds of homes that were set on fire. And I understand, Brother Shahid, that you also had to flee your home. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. At the time, I flew, but we came back when the situation got in control.
Great. And as such, friends, many did lose all their possessions, though, and many lost everything that they had. And there are different organizations that have been helping out with those items. But what he is saying, we need Bibles. We need Bibles here, and indicating to have them printed there. It's about $6.50 in the language there in Pakistan. And as such, he's saying we have a need now for 3,000 Bibles. And friends, that's like about $19,500. And if you want to come alongside, they've been working with Bible Tracts Incorporated here for some time, but also with local churches. And one church in particular is receiving gifts that they are going to be forwarding these funds, getting them to Pakistan to minister in the acquisition of Bibles. And if you want to help out monetarily, you can reach out to the First Baptist Church. First Baptist Church, and their address is 425 Rush Street. I believe it's pronounced Rush, R-U-S-C-H-E, Rushy Street. And again, that's 425 Rush Street, R-U-S-C-H-E Street, and that's Creve Coeur, Illinois. I'm going to spell that, Creve, C-R-E-V-E, Coeur is C-O-E. You are Creve Coeur, Illinois, and the zip code is 61610. Yeah, you can make your check payable to the church, but you earmark the gift for Pakistan Outreach. Pakistan Outreach, and pastor of the church is going to see that those funds, Pastor David Lynn at First Baptist Church, to see that those funds get into the ministry there to acquire these Bibles for Pakistan. So often, let me just ask you this, and we're going to be talking about being overcomers in a moment, but I saw a report that nearly 200 Muslims were arrested over their involvement in this. Will these individuals be brought to justice for this, or do you fear that they're going to be let go and possibly the same things happening in Pakistan?
Many times this type of burning homes and churches happened in Pakistan. But after some time, a month or two, the people got realized nobody was punished punished on these acts. So that is why we don't believe that they will be punished over here. Mm-hmm. But we trust in the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. And we don't afraid to them who became us overcomer. And Jesus is the Lamb of God, and he came to equip us with the power to overcome. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, I don't have the King James at this time, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And so Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, equips us with the power to overcome. When you accept Jesus and receive him in your life, you immediately join. You become a bona fide card-carrying member of the no weapon formed against me. Greater is he that is in me. If God is before us, who can be against us? The battle is mine, says the Lord. because we learn in life sometimes we have to go through to get to. Joseph's biblical example would be, Joseph went through the pit to get to the palace. The Israelites went through the desert to get to promised land. The Hebrew boys went through the fire to get to the king's court. Jesus went through Gethsemane to get to the cross, so you and I can be here today. Here is a good news, the gospel, the great news. With God in Christ, you will overcome. And how I can be so certain? It is a matter of biblical due diligence. Did Joseph stay in the pit? Did the Israelites stay in the desert? Did the Hebrew boys stay in the furnace? Did Jesus stay in the tomb? Not at all. That's the great news. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So you may ask, if I accept Jesus, I become a Christ follower. When I live a life free from adversity or problems, there is the good news in Romans chapter 8, verse 33. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. What is the great news? No matter what comes in your way, when you live in Christ and Christ lives in you, you overcome. Really? Yes, here's the biblical. For every single bit of darkness, there will be light. And when light stands next to darkness, light always wins. For every Pharaoh, there must be a Moses. For every Goliath, there must be a David. For every Nebuchadnezzar, there must be a Daniel. For every Jezebel, there must be an Elijah. For every Herod, that must be a Jesus. And for every devil that rises up against you, there is a mightier God that rises up for you. That is the reality of the gospel. And the purpose of God is greater than the brokenness of man.
Amen.
So be overcomer in Christ Jesus.
Yes, be overcomers. And friends, so many times we live as if we're defeated in life. Jesus, again, he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and we are overcomers. This world, we have tribulations, we have trials, but indeed, we are overcomers. Friends, let's open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk. You're able to speak directly to Pakistan with Pastor Shahid Kaleem. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. If you have a question for him, or maybe you're just calling to say, brother, we're going to pray for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for the church. We're praying for your ministry and outreach amidst this persecution.
Amen.
Some of you may be calling today and saying, you know what, I'm going to put some action to that prayer, and I'm going to supply money for a Bible, two Bibles, 10 Bibles, 20 Bibles, whatever it may be, and welcome your calls. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Would you commit to be praying for this need in Pakistan? Commit to be praying for these who are on the front line, sharing their faith, sharing the gospel, sharing the scriptures here today with people who are in great need. Again, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Brother Shahid, I understand Islamic text was actually written on the walls of a church, and placing Islamic scriptures right on the walls, and there were those who washed them off, and they were threatened that you cannot take away, you know, these words here. But I thought, what would happen if somebody actually wrote Bible verses on a mosque? They would consider that to be a capital offense, would they not?
Absolutely, they will. And even they will write by their own hand, but they will blame on Christians.
Yes.
If they wrote on the mosque, but they will blame on the Christians. And you know that there are a lot of Muslims, they have many misconceptions in their mind about the reliability of the gospel. And when we talk with them, did you wrote this scripture that you are raising, or do you find some verses from the Bible about that you are raising the question about the reliability of the gospel. So they have no answers. They only say that you people abrogate the Bible. But we say we tell them that you may raise any question you can whatever accusation you have, and we addressed them that even before addressing belief that the gospel of the Christian has been abrogated, we would say them that anyone can accuse someone with whatever accusation he mm-hmm. likes, but if there is no convincing evidence back the accusation, it becomes null and void.
Yeah.
Thus, those who say that the gospel has been abrogated are obliged to mention.
Yeah.
Then we ask a few things that I want to share. We ask them, the original state of the verses abrogated. And also, we ask them, can you tell the names of those who abrogated the gospel, the time of the abrogation, and the purpose behind it? They have no answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we ask them how the gospel managed to be abrogated, then by the second century, thousands of gospel texts had already spread to different countries in several languages.
Mm-hmm.
And when we ask them, can you tell us the method the abrogator used to cover up the alleged abrogation, which only the opponent of Christianity supposedly discovered, and that hundreds of years after the alleged abrogation had taken place?
Yeah.
They had no answer.
Yeah. Brother, we've got people.
And also,
we've got people lined up here to talk with you here. We'll continue on. Keith is calling from Milwaukee. Keith, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Plain. This is Keith here, Chris Lapp from Milwaukee. I'm so happy to hear you on the radio here telling people just about what God is doing in your life and in your family's life. This is answered prayer, Pastor Plain, because we have you. Churches are in Milwaukee here are praying for you, as you know, and we're lifting you up. And so there'll be support coming here. Thank you for that address so much in Illinois, that First Baptist Church in Illinois, that we can support you. Thank you, Pastor Clean, so much.
Great. Thank you, Keith, for the call. Jim is calling from South Dakota. Jim, you're on the air.
Okay. So I just called Mission Cry, and I let them know about your need for Bibles. And I did a Bible drive here in South Dakota. I'll be mailing 12 Bibles out to them, so I'm hoping they'll come to you.
Yeah, now these are not English Bibles, are they, Brother Shahid?
Oh, no, these are not English. Thank you so much for providing this help to the people in Pakistan. And I wish to tell you that we have...
Tell you what, let me just have you hold with the answer. Jim, you stay in the line here as well. We'll come back with you here because they are needing, these are not English Bibles that they are distributing in this particular region of Pakistan. But we will be back in 1 minute with more information on this. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Friends, how about calling in and encouraging our brother here today? Our number 800-733-9829. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. This week, America remembered the 22nd anniversary of the tragedy of 9/11/2001, where nearly 3,000 Americans lost their lives. So what has happened in America since that day? Islam has gained a bigger footprint in America. Islam, which we were told was responsible for the terrorist attack with these Saudi hijackers, they have more religious liberty in America now, and liberties, period, than the average Christian conservative constitutionalist and patriot. In fact, our own government under the Department of Homeland Security has labeled those who are opposed to government restrictions related to COVID as potential domestic terrorists. The narrative has indeed been flipped. Islam is wide open to take over, and Christians, they're to lose their liberty and freedoms and be classified as domestic terrorists. Who would have ever thought it?
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and we're talking with Pastor Shahid Khalim. He is founder and chairman of the Christian Literature and Translation Ministry in Pakistan, and they are suffering a great persecution there. And while this is going on, he is obtaining Bibles to get out to the people. This is not in the English language, and we appreciate the folks at Mission Cry. Yes, they will get Bibles into places like Pakistan and others. Those are English. The Bibles, and we've got Jim, you're with us here in South Dakota. And,
all right.
Okay, and so Shahid is talking with here. These are Bibles that are actually printed there and in the Punjab language. Go ahead, Shahid. Go ahead, Shahid.
Urdu.
I'm sorry, Urdu.
Urdu is the national language of Pakistan.
So they're written in Urdu, and so that's why those are the ones he's able to use in that region there, Jim. But Mission Cry is doing a great work, and there are other places where English Bibles are being effective.
Can I make one point?
Oh, yes, when people start reading the Bible, they feel all the depression and burden went away.
Jim, go
ahead. The field peace.
Go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say that we need to be very careful with blanket statements about Muslims and Islam, because our own government benefits from these types of conflicts, and the CIA has been known to go into these countries and foment conflict.
Thank you, Jim, for that comment. We got a lot of people lined up behind you, but we do know one thing, and that is there is much Christian persecution that's taking place in not only this country, but in numerous nations around the world. Thank you for your comments here today. We've got Carl in Lake Delton, Wisconsin. Carl, you're on the air.
Well, I want to pray for his ministry, that the Holy Spirit of God would give him everything he needs, and that God would just bless him and continue to protect him, and that the blood of Jesus would just cover him. And
amen.
Just pray that God would just magnify his ministry.
Thank you, Carl.
And praise and thank you for him in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, brother.
Let's go to Marie in Albuquerque. Marie in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Hi. Pastor Shahid, thank you so much for presenting to us your circumstances in Pakistan. We are so sheltered, I guess I will say, in the United States, and so sheltered that we, most Christians, refuse to go and tell the others who need Jesus so desperately to tell about him. And we take it for granted, our liberty.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you for your encouragement, because one day we know that the whole church will be persecuted. And I will be praying for you and, you know, sending support. But I want to thank you, because this encouraged me, because I said, if these people, these Christians in Pakistan, can risk their whole life to go tell others about Jesus, then I can certainly do that myself. Hmm. So thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, Marie. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
And we're going to have just one last call for sake of time here. Let's go to Mary in West Des Moines, Iowa. You're on the air.
Thank you, Pastor and Jim. He said there were over 200 Muslims arrested, and I didn't hear the clarification of his answer that they were punished. I did hear that usually they may be arrested, but they won't be punished.
You're
but
right.
I was wondering about these specific 200 Muslims, if there has been a resolution.
Okay, thank you. And this was just a few weeks ago. There has been no punishment carried out to this point of these individuals. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, no punishment. But I want to explain one more thing. There were 33 Christians also arrested in this case, too. I don't know why. What is the reason, but 33 Christians also arrested. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Okay. So other Christians are arrested. You don't know why at this point. We do know some have been charged wrongly with blasphemy, but as to these couple hundred, Mary, nothing has happened yet to them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. We've run out of time for additional phone calls, friends. I'm going to give you this address one more time, and then I'm going to have a final word from our brother here today. If you wish to help out in the acquisition of the Urdu Bibles, you can send gifts to First Baptist Church. This is a church in Illinois that's collecting for the behalf of Pakistan Outreach. So you want to put in the memo or put a note with this. This is for Pakistan Outreach. Gifts can be sent to First Baptist Church, 425 Rushy Street, R-U-S-C-H-E, 425 Rushy Street, and that's Creve Coeur, Illinois. Creve is C-R-E-V-E, Coeur, C-O-E-U-R, Illinois, 61610, 61610, and then just earmark for Pakistan Outreach. And friends, if you miss that address, we will have this posted on our Crosstalk website within just a couple of hours with our copy of today's program. Brother Shahid Kaleem, we're down to just 1 minute remaining. What would you like to leave with our listeners here today?
I would like to share that the word that Jesus just said before his ascension to heaven, moments before, I would say only these verses in the end that he said just moments before his ascension into heaven in a cloud. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, those who are spiritually dead, so they may hear the word of the Lord. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And that is what we are doing here in Pakistan. And for this purpose, God put us here in this country.
Amen.
And we are trying to reach as many as we can.
Amen.
And thank you, brother, for taking me on this broadcast.
Indeed. Pastor Shahid Kaleem with us. Our prayers are with you, brother, and asking that our listeners continue to keep you and your ministry and outreach in prayer. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
And friends, we thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk, Outreach to Pakistan Amidst Persecution. And certainly these are trying times, troublesome times, but they are seeing the Word of God taking effect. God's Word will not return unto Him void. It will accomplish that which He pleases. Keep the ministry in your prayers. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.